Hello, my name's Danny Curran from Mildura in Victoria, and we're on a bit of a bike trip around Australia.
Danny, tell us about that bike trip. It sounds quite extraordinary.
Well, the bike trip is a reenactment of a trip that my cousin did 60 years ago. And he worked for Reynolds Chains in Victoria. And Reynolds and William Adams, who was their distributor at the time, said, we need to test our bike chains we're making. So they bought these two motorbikes. One's a 51 Speed Twin. So they were both 53 model Speed Twin Triumph. And the other's a 53 A7 BSA. So that's what they did. They rode right around Australia, and this is part of the track that we're following.
So to test the chains, they decided to drive around Australia.
Yes, that's it. The only conditions that was put on them at the time was to actually, every 1,000 miles, they had to pull a chain off, clean it with petrol, then soak it in hot graphite grease, and then put it back on the bike. And the one chain lasted the whole trip right around.
The two gentlemen who rode the bikes, I believe you have some connection to.
Yeah, Vern's a cousin of my mum's, and that's why I've sort of gotten onto the story. And the other guy was a scrutineer who was employed to do the scrutineering. They didn't know each other a month before the trip, and by the time they got back to the finish line, it wasn't long after that they ended up being brother-in-laws.
So a true love story.
True love story. Yes, choking the throat.
So you've decided to reenact that the motorbike ride. How many of you are there?
There's three of us all together. Craig's on the BSA. He's originally from Victoria also and working over in WA in the mines. And Joey's our backup driver. We've got a ute and a trailer with some camping gear on it and food and all that sort of stuff.
So did you start from the original starting point?
Yes, we left Mildura actually in Victoria on Anzac Day. Went down to near Bendigo and then across the Benalla for the launch. So that's where we met my Uncle Vern, and he watched us outside the old factory take off from the original place where it all took part.
And then you went up.
We're doing it anti-clockwise around the track, right up to Townsville, then across to Catherine, then up to Darwin. We spent a week in Darwin where Vern and Mike, the two original riders, actually came up and met us in Darwin to make sure we're doing the right thing. And then we've headed back down to Catherine and across to Broome and back around this, and this is where we are at the moment.
You're in Kalgoorlie Boulder. What hurdles have you had along the way?
We haven't had too many. Just a few little nuts and bolts coming loose on the bikes, and that's about it. So we haven't had any major hurdles that we had to put the bike on the trailer yet. A few times we've thought they might have, but no. At this stage, it's been fantastic.
I'd imagine just riding through the outback, it would be absolutely a wonderful experience. The nature, can you describe that for us?
We haven't had too many hassles because we're only sitting on 80 k's an hour. We haven't had too many. It's probably the hawks going up to Northern Territory on the road. They're probably one of the worst, but the big geese, I think they are up in the top of Queensland. There's a few of those sort of come close to us on the bikes, but other than that, it's been pretty good.
That's good to hear. Now, you're holding a book, and one of the photos in the book is where we're standing now.
Yeah, the photo was taken in 1953, and it's at the top end of the main street, as you can see, where the old railway line went across. And then the hotel on the left-hand side, which is just in front of the museum. The book itself is put out is a diary, is the actual diary of the scrutineer, Michael, and all his pictures that he took around Australia as he travelled.
Now you're using the book to do a bit of a now and then.
Yes, a lot of the photos that are in the books we're trying to recreate and trying to find the original spots. Some of them definitely aren't there, and some of them are. Like Charters Towers hasn't changed one little bit in Queensland. Absolutely beautiful. But all the rest of the places have actually grown and gone forward.
And if people want to check in on your journey and see how you're going, they can do so by going to your blog.
Yeah, if they go on the blog Trans Matilda Revisited, there is a couple of links there. One of the links is to a tracker, and they can spot us going around Australia. And the other link is a film on Mike and Vern in Adelaide talking about the trip just before we left.
Excellent. Well, enjoy your journey, and thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you very much for having me here.